This is URN Sport.
Good afternoon and welcome to this, the second day of the Nottingham Varsity Series 2017. I am Jeremy Dunn and I am down here at the Lee Westwood Sports Centre on Clifton Campus, home of Trent University Sports Facilities. The University of Nottingham are currently trailing this season's Varsity, having taken a surprising first game defeat in the Rugby League to Trent, narrowly losing 22-18. So the women's match will be starting then at 12 o'clock today, and the men's will be following on at 3 o'clock. The University of Nottingham will be determined to regain the lead after suffering that shock early defeat. Of course, the University of Nottingham will be feeling quite confident going into this round of fixtures, as in last season's Varsity they won both the men's and the women's volleyball 3-0 in both matches, meaning that they secured both points, and if they do so today, they will go from being behind to being ahead, which they will need at this early stage of this Varsity series. So both teams are here warming up for this women's game, which will be the first of this afternoon's play for the volleyball, and both teams looking in quite good form and quite confident as we prepare for this. Of course, as we saw yesterday, form guide does tend to go out the window when it comes down to Varsity, but looking at their respective Bucks form going into this, the University of Nottingham's women's are unfortunately seen as looking on a bit of poor form. They are currently sitting in fourth out of fourth, unfortunately, in their Champions Super League 8 group behind Durham, East London and Newcastle. Meanwhile, their opposition today, Trent, are only sitting in second behind Loughborough's first team in the East Midlands 2A. However, like we said, form guide does tend to go out the window. Both teams are now setting up and preparing as the game is about to begin. It will be the University of Nottingham to start things off. And we are underway here. It is first blood to Trent, unfortunately, in this early game after a long rally. University of Nottingham unfortunately weren't quite able to finish off the point with a missed chance for a kill, but Trent responded with a fine one of their own, which has seen it go 1-0 Trent. And a beautiful response there from the University of Nottingham. Strong hit there from the number 16, Cassidy Karaki, who goes for a full smash, which sees it a sure point there for the University of Nottingham, tying things. And that is set points to the University of Nottingham. They take the first game. So they take the first match so far, 25-7, in a convincing display where they really made their physical dominance show in that game. Bit of miscommunication was common for Trent throughout that performance, however. They really didn't seem to be able to respond to the powerful shots that the University of Nottingham were able to drive down into their side of the court, and they just couldn't respond effectively. University of Nottingham with an early lead so far in this women's volleyball. So the University of Nottingham currently hold the lead after a victory in their first match of this volleyball. Of course, it is the first 2-3, and it is one set to none. So the University of Nottingham holding their lead. Harry, how do you think the match is going then so far for the Green and Gold?
As expected, I think. The difference in quality showing through, difference in physicality as well. Number 16, I can't remember her name. I think it's the American Croce. Just checking the sheet there, and she's been amazing so far. Serving's been very accurate, lots of wobble in the air, and just looking at the difference in height between the teams, Nottingham Trent's team are very, very small compared to the UON's team, so it's expected, that result. And I think the points difference of 25-7 was definitely fair in that set.
Yeah, well, hopefully the Green and Gold will be able to extend that into the second set as we prepare to kick off. Both teams are currently preparing, but like you said, Harry, there, number 16, Cassidy Croce, she's really shown a real captain's leadership, as expected from her out there today. So hopefully we'll be able then to push on. Do you think this is looking like we could make it another 3-point victory like last year?
I think definitely. I'd be very surprised if Trent even got above 10 points in any set, looking at that first one. I know that's a bold prediction, but the difference in teams was very much apparent. But hopefully you won't keep going, and the only thing that would be a problem is if we got a bit complacent and maybe the home crowd gets on top a bit, but I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon.
And that point sees University of Nottingham handed the match point for this second set with the score currently at 24-14. As Katie Cannon prepares to set up with the serve. She hits it long, down into the Trent half. Trent parry it up, sets up the spike. Crockett fires down. Oh, but Trent had been able to recover with a driven shot that unfortunately the number 25, Patricia Edwards, wasn't able to keep in, and it has gone out. University of Nottingham still have second match point of the second set. However, it will be Trent to serve with the number 3, Angel Ho. Ho hits it long, up to Edwards. Edwards parries it up. And it is the point finished off finally by Alice Kenworth, which sees the University of Nottingham take a 2-0 lead in this women's volleyball. Thoroughly well deserved. However, they had to fight a lot more during that second match as we enter the final stage of this match. So I'm joined here with Cassie, the captain of the victorious women's volleyball team. Cassie, congratulations. That was a thoroughly well-deserved victory. How are you and the team feeling after that?
Thank you. We're feeling pretty great. It's a great opportunity to come play Nottingham Trent, kind of support all the schools in Nottingham and just have a fun.
Yeah, I mean, it was certainly a strong display from you guys. Obviously, 3-set victory, second year in a row that you've been able to do that. Is that really pointing to the dominance of the team we've got at the moment?
I think so. I think we went the farthest we've ever done in Bucks this year. We made Super 8, so every year we just try to leave it better than we found it. It kind of was a motto of ours.
Trent in that third set looked like they were starting to come back into the game, but then you guys responded fantastically with a straight run of 5 points in a row. Was that down to team talk you guys had? Because I saw you went off for a very quick chat with the coach just before you got on that run of points.
Yeah, volleyball is a game of rally, so there are always going to be ups and downs, so it's how you respond to that. So we just take a time out, kind of cool off a little bit, stay calm, revert back to our training, just come back out and trust.
Thank you very much, Cassie. I mean, that's levelled up the scores for Varsity so far this series with one apiece. Men's coming up later. What do you think of the score going to be for that?
I was going to say, go Knots, you know? Well, it's Nottingham University, not Trent, right?
Don't worry about it. I'm sure they'll match your score earlier. So.
Yeah, it's very odd for me because my brother's actually named Trent. So
right.
When I hear this out here, it's different. But it's a fun experience to come over here and try something new.
Well, once again, congratulations on a well-deserved win and well done for victory against Trent. So the University of Nottingham there complete a well-deserved 3-0 victory and retain their title as the victors for the women's varsity volleyball. It was a well-deserved 3-0 victory. Although they seem to be worried a bit towards in the third and final set, the University of Nottingham overcame their rivals to comfortably win the point. And a crucial point it was, as that ties the scores in varsity overall at one apiece. And with the men's coming up later, this really throws this varsity series wide open. Trent unable to capitalise on their win in the Rugby League yesterday, and that has put this varsity wide open. It is as competitive as ever. Welcome to this, the second game of the volleyball Nottingham Varsity 2017 today. In the earlier kickoff at 12 o'clock, the University of Nottingham women's were able to see a 3-0 victory for the Green and Gold and have tied up this Varsity series at one apiece in a dominant display. The men's game will be kicking off at 2:15 due to the early unexpected finish of the women's being so one-sided. And now, given the result of the first game, what do you make of the women's match, just whilst we're reflecting on that?
I think it was a high-quality game, but there was definitely a big disparity in the strength of either team. The University of Nottingham's women's team were definitely the better side, especially with their captain, Croce, I think that was her name.
Yep.
And she was definitely she was the best player on the court out there, and really it really showed through in the end. They never really looked like coming back into it, Trent, even though they did get more than my predicted tally of less than 10 points, but that was a bit bold anyway. They never really looked like challenging.
Yeah, looking ahead then to this match between the two men's teams, both have had, I think it's safe to say, poor seasons in their respective leagues. However, the University of Nottingham's team are two divisions their rivals today. So on paper, again, when we look at it, and again, paper goes and form goes out the window when it comes down to a varsity match, as we saw yesterday in the Rugby League, it should be a win for the University of Nottingham. Is that what you're expecting?
I think so, yeah. But I think it'll be a much closer encounter than the women's match. Judging by the two warm-ups, the both teams seem to have that powerhouse that Trent lacked in the women's game. So there'll definitely be some harder hitting here. And it could be a much closer game.
And it's his first blood to the University of Nottingham as they prepare to serve. Firing it long, Trent's number 11 hits it up. Go for the spike. Mistimed it. And it is another point to the University of Nottingham. Kashmiri standing wide to the net, intercepts them before they're able to fully go for the kill. And that has seen it go to 2-0 to the University of Nottingham early on in this game. And both teams are currently just coming back onto the court after a quick respite. The score currently is 14-9 to the University of Nottingham. A period there of brief play where they were able to extend their lead after a prolonged rally in the critical phase, which had seen Trent win. But the University of Nottingham have responded with a strong lead. However, this game is looking very tight at the moment due to the similar. Both teams be very physical in the play. And a powerful ace there by Kashmiri caught the number 9 for the University of Trent. Antonio Cerares off guard there, and that has resulted in the University of Nottingham being able to extend University of Nottingham for the set point. It's hit long. Oh, but unfortunately it's hit into the net, which means that Trent have been able to claw another one back, making it 24-17. Hit long by Trent, up into the air. Bit of miscommunication there from the Nottingham players, but and crashed into the net there from Kashmiri, which unfortunately has seen now go to 18 to the team in pink and 24 to the University of Nottingham. This is the third set point. Hit long. And hit long from the serve and hit out there by Trent's number 1.
Ivan Barokovic.
Yep, Ivan Barokovic, unfortunately there for the University of Trent on his serve, hit it far too long and it trailed right out, meaning that the University of Nottingham have won the first set of this game. 25. And it's a late charge here by the University of Nottingham that has seen them pulling ahead into the lead in this tie. They are currently in the lead 22. It is a close game we have got here on our hands, but the University of Nottingham are still fighting in there to try and win this. Trent with the serve. Hits it into Machinery. Hits it up. And Salvatore with the kill. Beautiful work from the University of Nottingham. And the University of Nottingham claim the second set through a Trent mistake. Trent number 4 hits it into the net. He kindly responds for the University of Nottingham, giving them a 24-12 lead as they go into this. This now, ladies and gentlemen, is for the whole points for Varsity. This could make it 3 sets out of 3 for the University of Nottingham and, of course, claim the match point. It will be Martin Chabot to take, who hits into the net. The pressure seemed to build on the young man from the Czech Republic, who unfortunately wasn't able to capitalise on this opportunity, allowing Trent now to have the opportunity from the serve. It'll be Luke Duncan for Trent to take the shot. He serves into the net, and that is it for the University of Nottingham. They claim the point. They go with leaders at the end of day 2 in a clean sweep in the volleyball. 3-0 for the men's, 3-0 for the women's, and the University of Nottingham end the day with a 2-1 lead in the 2017 Varsity Series. Salvatore, mate, fantastic display from you guys, especially in that third set. You absolutely tore them apart at the end. How are you feeling?
We're feeling excited that we were able to get the job done, but you know, it could have been a little cleaner in that second set, but we're glad that our whole team got to enjoy the victory at the end. They've been working really hard for us all season, so we finally got to give some of our boys some play time, so it was nice for that.
Yeah, you showed real character in that second set coming back after a few good runs from Trent, it has to be said. That's the second year in a row that the University of Nottingham has won 3-0 in volleyballs. This, of course, with the women's doing the exact same, does this really point to dominance for us in this sport?
I mean, I don't know if I'd call it dominance. We just, you know, we like playing as a team, and, you know, we work hard all season, so, you know, we get the result that we want at the end, but, you know, we'll see how many more years we can do that.